The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all 26th of March 2026. And you are on the clock with Erin Green. We got a little bit of housekeeping today. I'm expecting a guest in studio. And let me just say that I'm extremely excited because let's just say there's another bouncing castle involved. And that's my thing. I ain't ashamed to say it. I would like to say good morning and thank you to whoever left their bottle of joint health in the studio over the last 24 hours. You know I need it. You must have heard yesterday's show. They're going to have a bouncing castle at St. James Anglican Church's Easter Fest on Easter Monday. And I heard they're going to have a bouncing castle at the Red Cross Fair this Saturday the 28th. They are coming back home. They say, come back home. They have returned to Government House Lower Grounds. We get into that a little bit. That song, though, that song we started the show with is called Almighty God by Cindy Lowe. I know him as S. Lopez, musician. This boy is talented, you know. I mean, this boy is a bag of talent. The song is quality. The video is quality. And I'm just trying to figure out why my guy can't get as much play as he deserves, especially in this Lenten season. I love it. I love it. Also, I want to remind you guys that Justice with Judge Carroll is filming. It's filming this Saturday. They are still open for applicants, for people who would like to take their matter and have it adjudicated, right, at Justice with Judge Carroll. I'm excited about this because it's an opportunity for people to learn about this Saturday taping, Saturday the 28th of March, 8 a.m., location ZNS Studios. Each party is paid $150, and you can WhatsApp this number, 451, that's 451-4855, to register, right, to apply to have your matter heard on the show. Also, this Saturday, the 28th of March, Reggae in the Park, Sister Carol, Sister Nancy, Luciano, it is going to be a time. It is going to be a time had by all. Ooh, the news this morning. I saw this article, this eyewitness news story this morning. I don't see it on the front page of today's Guardian. What an interesting story it is. I think Eyewitness News may have posted it. I have to find it. I don't know what to say. I'm shocked. Parliamentarians bid farewell in the House of Assembly. Again, this is a Eyewitness News headline. Members of Parliament delivered final speeches during the evening sitting, with several thanking constituents for the opportunity to serve, a clear signal that this part will an end. And I just want to know if you're ready for election, because I can't imagine that the PLP is ready for an election. But let me tell you what I mean by that. See, me, I differenter. See, if I got up and used the resources of the state to tell the media and journalists that they are, I mean, maybe to imply, you know, to imply or to create an environment where others infer that journalists may be incompetent, right, not worth their salt, because they don't understand how you're going to achieve a surplus at the end of this budget term. See, me, if that were me, I would not call the election until after the budget, so I could show you that I mean serious business. That's me. I'm differenter, right? I don't even know how to spell. So there's that. But these guys say they are ready for election. And the question I have for you today is, do you think they are ready? I am looking for that article where the Prime Minister, here we go, these two articles here. PM elections coming soon, election within next few weeks. Those are the headlines. I still look in for those articles. And that's why I like to bring copies of articles into the studio with me, so they will be at hand when I am ready to read them. Elections coming soon. The first article, Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said yesterday that a general election will be held, quote, within the next few weeks, close quotes. The unexpected announcement is the clearest indication yet that the country will go to the polls this spring. Second headline, PM elections coming soon. Elections will be held soon, according to the Prime Minister, who was asked to respond to Chairman Mitchell's declaration that the general election is weeks away. Davis urged Bahamians to stay tuned. So what are your feelings about it? Has the Davis administration, the PLP, delivered on its promise, on its promises within the blueprint for change? Would it be fair that if a member of the Davis administration says to us, well, we're not even considering this conversation because it was not in our blueprint for change, if that's what they say, is it fair for us to say, then we will only judge you on what's in your blueprint for change and all the other stuff we don't care about? Has the PLP truly delivered on the promises in its blueprint for change? With the snap election, that's what it is. It's a snap election, right? Months before the constitutionally mandated deadline, before the budget, before you got the Golden Yoke program operational, before the new cannabis industry is operational, what else? Here's a text. The text says, those rascals gotta go. But tell me why, texter. Don't just say they gotta go. Tell me why. Because I think that's what's important. is in the why. Why do they have to go? I tell you, for me, I get 2 points to start with. One, has the Davis administration and Mr. Davis at the helm shown, manifested, that he is able to cause and compel his colleagues, professional and social, his peers, social and international, the people who work for him, the people who work with him, the people he's responsible for, ordinary Bahamians, migrants, tourists, foreign direct investors, has he caused and compelled, created an environment in which can, will, and do govern themselves, act with discipline, moderate their speech and their behavior? That's the first. And the second is, has the Davis administration been able to move at the pace of its own policies? I'm not critiquing them based on what the opposition said they should do. I'm critiquing them based on what they said they would do, and even more so, what they said they are actively doing. And do you see it? Here's another text. Good day. I'm not a fool, nor am I comforted. So no, they have not delivered on their promises. My daily life has not improved in the headwinds of their leadership. That's still very, very vague. It's still, you know, still a little vague. But I could appreciate that. How do you feel about the performance of the Davis administration? Is a snap election an indicator? Is a snap election an indicator of their success? Or is it an indicator of a sense of failure that they see that they need to secure the election? For failure is imminent. These are just questions I'm asking on the broad side. These are just questions we are asking. Another question. Should the Davis administration succeed in securing a second term? The prime minister, well in his 70s, should succeed Davis. What if Davis, unfortunately, leaves office midterm? Who will replace? I have a text here that came right and said, Owen Wells. Wow. Okay, I'm going to take that text seriously. Has Owen Wells spent sufficient time in the PLP party to think that he could wrestle the reins of control of the PLP party away from where it sits? Or are you suggesting that he sits within the realm of power within the party? For me, it's a stretch. Because the first time I heard his name was in the Marijuana Project deal, the company, the Bahamian company. He is a consulting lawyer for the company engaged in that. Bro, that's the first time I heard his name. I mean, at the same time, Glenys Hannah Martin Daddy practically built a party and it don't look like she could ever get a chance to be leader. So there is that as well. Y'all don't mind me. Like I said, I was expecting a guest and I'm very excited because there's a bouncing castle involved. So extension, because I would really love to talk to them this morning. Here's another text. This administration is just a walking PR machine with no accountability or transparency. The PM himself acts like a child who lies habitually, trying to fool his exacerbated and disappointed parents. That is an interesting text. See, we don't know if he's lying. What's unfortunate is that so many matters where statements made by the PM actually cause less clarity rather than more clarity. There's so many matters that haven't been resolved in the eyes of the public. For instance, you all remember that contract that just needed to be reduced to writing that was involved in the R.M. Bailey roof collapse? And the Prime Minister told us that that's not a roof. He's right. It was the truss. It was the truss that collapsed, right? Pun intended. Was the contract ever reduced to writing? Was it ever made public? Was the evidence of insurance, whether self-insured or otherwise, ever published, brought to the public? Not as a matter of course, you know. Not like, oh, yeah, well, we all this information at a certain point in time. No, not like that. Like, hey, y'all remember when I got up and I told y'all it was a matter of trust? Well, trust me, here are the documents. Did that ever happen? No? Okay. That was on my mind this morning. Here's another text. No, he hasn't. So the text is referring to their suggestion of Owen Wells as the next leader. No, he hasn't, but he is probably the only person in that party that is less than 50 years old. Interesting. Interesting. That's another question. Does age matter? When you're picking a candidate, does age matter and why? Here's another text. Good morning, Ms. Green, but how is it a snap election when we are actually just a few months away from when an election should actually be held? Just asking for clarification. Okay, so the election should be held, I think, September 21st, and then what, we have like 30 days after that to play with? So into October, that's April, May, June, July, August, September. That's 6 months. That's half a year. That's snap. You so successful. Why would you rush it if you're doing so well? Why would you risk the continuity of existing programs and infrastructural culture to just go have a quick election? Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yes, how you doing?
I am good, thank you.
Yes. If you go through the blueprint for change, first of all, the election is due October 6th on the first sitting of the House.
Okay.
And if the Prime Minister doesn't set the date by October 6th, it goes to the Governor General, and she has to do it within 90 days, so that brings us to January 4th.
Okay.
So if the PLT needs time or wants to really show how they are, they can just let the time expire, and somewhere between now and January, we could have and election. But at the same time, if you listen to the Prime Minister for the entire time, he keeps saying, I have a five-year contract. It's amazing that he no longer remembers that he has 5 years.
Yeah.
And he now seeks to run to hide, because that is, we were going to have a surplus. But we could see now that our deficit could be well up closer to $2 billion when you count with the unpaid bills, the PPPs, and other things that we have unaccounted for. And so this is where it seems like this government, like the government in darkness. But what you could do is you could look at the 550-something promises from the blueprint for change, the 150 from the first, from the throne, the exact number is more 95 or something. But you could just choose, you could choose randomly, which one you could choose. Like they choose a number, 271, reform investor subsidies, the level of playing field, behemoths to compete, build wealth and tourism. Has that been done?
I'm still not sure.
Okay, it hasn't. Okay. Expand sports, medical, religious, and heritage tourism to grow bohemian own opportunities.
No.
Launch a technology and innovation institute to deliver courses, connect graduates to reward hiring partners.
I wonder if we could say that that's BPATH. But BPATH not for old people like me, BPATH just for students, young people, eh?
No. See, when you fulfill, this is the problem that you have, right? Mm-hmm. The PLP promised the green economy, blue economy, orange economy, everything. There is no framework.
That's what's missing.
These are utterances.
Yeah.
If you can't go somewhere and the minister is not there and read it and see it and see the steps that you have to take, it does not exist. And it's always coming. There's nothing that the Progressive Liberal Party can show you that they have completed. Starting something, you know, and I use this expression of jumping 8 feet across a 10-foot dish is not success. just because you may even, the other person who went before you jumped seven.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
the goal is to jump 10.
Yeah.
Okay? And so they made these promises, but the problem is that they never look for you to actually go back and grade them. It's about hype. But we are in the information age. The question we have to ask ourselves, you know, we are in the 21st century, and the things and the tools that is necessary for building wealth, where can anyone show us to a single written policy that a next government can pick up and say, this is good. We will continue with this policy. This is the framework for the orange economy. Same framework that if we had a framework for the orange economy and a framework for the creative economy, we could see that they're not the same. They're similar, but they're not the same.
Yeah.
But we can find our way through each one of those done. Promise number 351, establish a pension fund for athletes who represented the Bahamas internationally. Okay? You just randomly pick the numbers. Ensure the family islands are included. You know, increase airlift and ferry services to the family islands. Establish a plan, a national plan, an island plan for every single island. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one I like. I love these plans. 401, 402, fully implement Freedom of Information Act. 403, fully implement the Integrity Commission Act. 404,
mm-hmm.
fully implement the Ombudsman Act. 405, fully implement Public Disclosure Act. 406, fully implement Anti-Corruption Act. 407, fully implement campaign reform.
Okay.
408,
uh-huh.
fully implement Code of Conduct. 409, fully implement Whistleblower Act.
408, hold on. 408 is code, implement a Code of Conduct?
Yeah.
Oh,
fully
boy.
Implement. It's a, no, this is the exact word. Fully implement. 409, fully implement Whistleblower Act. 410, fully implement Electoral Reform Act. 411, fully implement Procurement Act.
Alan, hold on. Just a quick question. Because you're reading from the document. I don't have it in front of me, so I trust in you, right? And you know about 755 people already say, but you don't even know if that's what the document says. See, Alan could say anything. See, Alan, that really come from the blueprint for change?
Yeah, this is the list one by one that I had made of every promises made.
I got
436 so far from the blueprint for change. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then you have 150 from the speech from the throne.
Okay.
And 90-something from the second one.
Okay. How many have they far?
20%, maybe 25%. What grade is that?
That's doing slightly worse than the public education system.
Okay.
Which is basically where I had him.
See, they depend on people not to read, not to remember.
Mm-hmm.
We want governance to amnesia. Don't remember what I say. Remember what I tell
now,
you.
Now, see, Alan, let me tell you that I'm agreeing with you because I think it's an important point that you're making, right? Not because I just F&M and I just hate the PLP. But I'm also agreeing with you because that's some of the work that I'm doing off air as well, right? The press is our collective memory. And political parties and administrations rely on a poor collective memory to make their job as easy as possible.
Right.
Right. And so for me, like the work that I'm doing is around our understanding of our obligation as individual citizens to maintaining a free and secure press. So I want the audience to know that's why I agree in, but you know, not because I'm an FNM, but because it makes sense.
But when we look at the thing about it, right, low-hanging fruits, right,
mm-hmm.
the multi, almost $1 trillion industry.
Mm-hmm.
Financial services, banking, is one of the easiest things to do for us to bring about. The problem is the arrogance of ignorance leads to paralysis of and from analysis. And so things for people that are in the industry that are innovating in this particular thing, we like to use innovation, but the key word is innovating in these,
mm-hmm.
they do not want to hear from those individuals. They use the words, we're consulting with stakeholders. I want to know if I am a stakeholder, a developer in the fintech industry, in the travel tech industry, in the property tech industry, am I a bohemian? Am I one of those stakeholders assistant? And apparently I am not. Because I would challenge the Progressive Liberal Party to say that I have not contacted them at least 300 times, maybe 500 times if you count the ministers, trying to put into it. And I will challenge the Progressive Liberal Party, right? Mm-hmm. I will endorse Prime Minister if they can show me at one time I was allowed to put input. Once.
There you
once
go.
In the last 4.5 years.
I got you, sir.
And I'm quite capable and competent in expressing and well-researched in a number of things, that, more specifically, the things that I want to put information in.
I got you,
and so
Ellen.
It shows that we're not ready. But I'm going to send you these lists I've made so far, right?
Please do.
And I will. And so the problem is that the question we have to ask ourselves, beyond the marketing, are we better off today based on the tools and things available to us than we was 4.5 years ago?
I got you.
And
see,
the answer, unequivocally, is no, based on what we could have done. So, you know, to argue, and let me end in saying this, the argument that the Progressive Liberty is making, they could run on this whole record of these 600, 800,000 promises made, but they're running on a record saying, I am a lousy government. I have failed you. I've been inept. I've been incapable. I've been incompetent. But don't trust the other guys, because he might be, because you have no proof, he might be worse than me. So continue with the ineptness. Continue with the...
Man, see, Ellen, I got to cut you now, because I just saying, if you didn't say it, I could agree with it and not be accused of being an FNM, right?
No. Nope.
But it making sense. I got to go.
I'm saying I always invite intelligent rebuttal. Don't tell me what my breath stinks. Tell me what I said was wrong.
Absolutely. Now, as I let you go, just know, I hope if the FNM administration wins, the public expects to see you also critique your own administration in the way that you critique the PLP. Producer, let's go to a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to give you all details about the Bahamas Creator Economy Initiative. That's that meeting that's going to take place this Sunday at Bahama. As we go to the break, listen, get ready, Bahamas. Courseright Nassau is hosting a warehouse membership drive this Saturday, March 28th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Peach Street, Montrose Avenue warehouse inside the old Milo Butler warehouse building. Shop online at courserightnassau.com and collect your groceries at our temporary warehouse location. Fast, easy, and convenient. Not a member? No problem. Sign up or renew your membership for just $5 for the entire month. This Saturday only. Get personal assistance with online shopping. Enjoy same-day order pickup. Sample new products and grab a free goodie bag while supplies last. Plus, Battery Tire and M-Tech will be on site with exclusive deals just for Courseright members. So come out this Saturday. Visit us at the old Milo Butler Warehouse off Montrose Avenue. Explore the savings and experience what Courseright Warehouse is all about. Be one click away from the best deals. Shop CourseRightNassau.com today.
Make 150. Frankie got to hold his jobs if he want to make it. But if he think that's all to it, he got to work for the record deals. Frankie got to go back home.
Hey everyone, get ready for a night you won't forget. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party with host Chicago Lang. Friday, March 27th, beginning at 7 p.m. Join us at Capitol Estate for a night of 80s and 90s music, dance, light bites, and refreshing drinks. Get your tickets at the Nassau Guardian between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. $50 per person, cash sales only. It's Z Live's Far Back Friday Party. Real music, lots of fun, eats and drinks, and oh so cool vibes. See you there.
The following is a paid political message.
For you, see everybody in Kalani. later.
That was a paid political message.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Translates Choose Progress. Paid for by the PLP.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is definitely the time for BAMSI to continue to build on the progress that we've made. There's now drone technology. There's now year-round container farming. You have hydroponics, you have aquaponics, you have precision farming. There have been record numbers of enrollments, record numbers of flat fishing certifications. We've had record enrollments in our online courses. Students from across the family of islands, because in BAMSI, we are not just cultivating produce, we're cultivating producers.
Paid for by the PLP.
Faith, hope, and love, it's like a blessing from above. Make up the man call I ran, see the one sister Christian Ben in a style and pattern. See it, here we come now.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green, the one and only. Morning, I'm sitting here talking to my producer because I am almost 1,000% convinced that Christian Penn used to sing Come Back Home to the Place Where You Belong, but my producer said that's Sweet Emily who did that cover, Come Back Home. You all remember that song? Come Back Home to the Place Where You Belong. I was waiting for the Red Cross people to come back home. I mean, they're going back home to the government house, lower grounds, but come back home to the On the Clock family. Because if it's anything I like, it's fair, it's bingo, it's raffle, it's hoopla, it's bouncing castle. These are the things that we love, that we used to, and that we have no problem spending our money towards. The Red Cross fairs fundraising target is $100,000. Bahamians, we got to go out there. We got to get out there and we got to spend some money. Support the vibe. If we can't get out there, we got to contact the Red Cross Society and just figure out how we could donate our money or our time or some resources. We just got to do it because the Red Cross Society never says, oh, we can't do it. They only ever say, we got to do it. So let's support them as well. Okay, so I ran across the link for the new website, 242creators.com. That's 242creators.com. Prime Minister Davis has made the economic and digital has made economic empowerment and digital innovation a priority for this government. The 242 Influencers and Creative Conference is a direct extension of that vision, putting Bahamians in the room with partners to unlock real earning opportunities in the Register for the event, go to this site, 242creators.com. 242creators.com. I'm telling you today because the event is free to attend, but space is limited. Space is limited. So I would suggest, even if you miss the registration deadline, that you show up, because we would need to show the government that the interest is there. Also, after doing some reading, it seems to me that the government's conceptualization of what an influencer is and what a creative person in this space is severely limited, right? So we help our government, we assist them, we support them by showing them that influencers come in all shapes, sizes, genres, and modes. And you would be surprised about what type of content can economic income revenue, and also what type of content can drive people to the Bahamas. So I'm excited about that. In fact, tomorrow's show, I wanted to talk about some articles that I found that I think should be a part of our broader discussion about what a creator economy could look like, right? AG says government to develop comprehensive AI policy. Nassau Tribune, 19th of September last year. AI takes center stage at tourism AGM as new tool unveiled. Nassau Tribune, 4th of December, 25. PM Davis, AI could transform small nations like the Bahamas. Our News, 14th of February, 26. Which I find fascinating, right? Because that's the same day that Marco Rubio gave the Valentine's Day massacre speech at the Munich Security Conference, and where he said that the Europeans really need to commit to reindustrializing the Western world, right? And I'm very concerned for what that means and how do we in the Western world protect our culture, our experiences, our art, our music, our literature. How do we protect it in a way to maintain our sovereignty in these new times, right? Another article, Prime Minister, Bahamas must not be swept away in AI tsunami. Nassau Tribune, 16th of February, 26. Another article, PM, we will not allow AI to deepen economic disparities. That's the Nassau Guardian. Government wants to help social media influencers monetize their content, 20th of March. And government's meeting to help social media influencers monetize their content should be open to 23rd of March. I think that may be the last article in the list. And then, while doing some research, I said AI and tech conferences in the Bahamas, 2026. In fact, that search was because the initial pronouncement about the meeting was not replete with details, right? It was not filled with details that would suggest that it's open to the public. So I started searching, and here's what I found. Did you know that AI believes that there will be an international conference on artificial intelligence and machine learning in Nassau on the 11th of April, 2026? AI also told me that there will be an international conference on robotic software engineering with AI on the 2nd of May in Nassau. Also, an international conference on AI-driven data science in genomics, the 23rd of June, 2026, Nassau. An international conference on AI and data science and robotics. Producer, could you prep the caller, please? The 14th of July, 2026, in Grand Bahama. International Conference on AI, Machine Learning, and Data Science Ethics, the 22nd of August, 2026, Nassau. And the International Conference on Robotics, Automation, and Artificial Intelligence, 31st of October through the 30th of November, 2026. Oh, 31st of October and the 30th of November, 2026. See me? I differenter. I would not be saying anything about AI without referencing these other things that are taking place. I mean, at least that's what AI thinks is going to be happening. I'm just not quite sure. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Yeah, I'm okay. You know, I'm old school, 64.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is, even me, an economic dummy, can see that the economy is bummy. So they're saying, until I empty purse, I don't want it to get any worse. May God deliver us from the politicians. But it's not reaching us.
Mm.
But a sensible conversation, really, as it relates to AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how technology is running away with humanity. It's a form of insanity. And so, you know, in Christianity is under attack also, but what I'm saying is, I really would like for C. Allen and you and somebody to let's do a show to really highlight the fact that most of us are so pathetic and imbecilic, right, that we are embracing our own enslavement via the science of the beast of the science. And we don't, humanity, the young people who are born into this era, can't see the intention behind the invention. And I'm here to warn them that, you know, we are being led into a godless abyss, right?
Mm-hmm.
In which we are being all deceived that AI will save us and make, listen to mine, between me and you, AI is I and I to the algorithms. They're reading us like a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a handful of people are running the world, and people are running around mindless, and just the way it is. This is where humanity is headed. Humanity is being kidnapped. And I'm afraid that it's just to warn people. But Bertrand Russell wrote a book, The Effects of Science on Society. But it's neither here nor there, some people. But I just want people to know that it's not what we think it is. And in between the invention is the intention. And so I've read so much books, Ms. Green. I really can't let no one deviate what I know. They call me. I'm saddened by where humanity is headed. And plus, politicians can't keep up with the legislation. And so because big tech have so much money, you're allowed to just let it wallow. And so the beast, the mark of the beast is so multifaceted until the mindless masses, as in Brave New World, will be embracing their own enslavement.
I hear you. And 52, yeah. But unfortunately, a lot of people may not hear you when you use language like the mark of the beast, right? A lot of people may stop listening when you say that. But I think we could talk about it in terms that are more accessible to a broader audience, right? I am very concerned about the evolution of AI, and in particular, how it will impact the Bahamas, right? Both AI taking place in the Bahamas and externally, how it will impact the Bahamas. And I am concerned because I don't think we are sufficiently prepared for it. When we talk about functional literacy, I'm coming to you right now, caller, producer, let's prep the caller. And we talk about functional literacy, right? Are you sufficiently literate in the technology space to truly understand what is being said and the implications of what phone line? Good morning, caller.
Yes, good. Thanks a lot, Mom.
Blessings.
You know, when you talk about tech, when you look at technology, right, and its advancement, right,
mm-hmm.
See many of these things, they are traps. You understand me? Like 52 says that these people, these things are controlled by the oligarchs. You mm-hmm. understand me? So when he call another brother name, see some of us are colluding. You understand me? We think things like even the car we drive could be controlled by them.
Okay, so when you say colluding,
cars with computers.
When you say colluding, let me offer an example, and you tell me if this is what you mean. A few years ago, a new trend popped up. Everybody was using AI to create multiple avatars of themselves. So you put a picture in, and AI will produce a number of different versions of you, right? With that picture. Everybody was doing it. In fact, there was a trend just the other day, it's still happening, where it's a tell AI a couple things about you, and it'll create a picture about you and what you do for your work,
see,
right?
Uncle.
Let's talk, man. So with that trend, right, you upload your picture and it gives you like 14, 15 different pictures. They're super cool, right? This new trend, you tell them what you do, you give it access to your social media account, and it reads through all of the data in your social media account, all the pictures that you have, and it creates a portrait of you that should tell the viewer about you and who you are in life, right? So I'm using that as an example of a trap. Those two things, the trend that happened a few years ago and this one that's happening right now all over the place, right? When you agree to do that, when you click agree, you give that app permission to go through your social media account and capture all of the information there. And it's likely that you have agreed that they could use that information however they want to use that information. right? And some of these apps, you are actually giving them permission to search the entire internet for data about you specifically for the purpose of creating this portrait or picture, but it gets to keep said data and use it however it wants. In fact, the social media platform that you likely found that app on also in the agreement likely told you, we own everything you put here. Every image of yourself that you upload to the social media platform, we own it. Here's another example of what many people consider to be a trap, like being used by an entity larger than yourself. And I don't mean like Mark of the Beast per se. Did you ever play Pokemon Go? Where you take your phone, download the app, you take your phone, and you're using your phone to look for Pokemon all over the place. Parks, parking garages, in the beach. Some of them was in the middle of the ocean, right? It turns out that the company that offered that game was working with other companies, and they used the data that you collected by playing the game to build systems. Things like maps and street view maps, like very precise and specific maps. You signed up to play a game, and they used you to capture data that they would likely have had to pay somebody, many bodies, millions of people to capture. And they convinced you to do the work for them all over the globe. All us humans got caught up in it, except me. I'm too miserable to be playing Pokemon Go. Here's a text. I'm always amused when I hear the announcement of another conference, especially one promoted by government that is somehow supposed to change anyone's fate. Conferences are about ticket sales. That's it. Which is to... Stop stealing people's ideas when their business plan comes across your desk. Until we do that, we can forget innovation because the person with access rather than ideas will vault ahead. I thought you was going in a different direction because I remember the last conference. Wasn't it the FTX conference? I remember that. That's where I thought we were going. It turns out we didn't go anywhere with FTX. We got a few minutes left in the show. So tomorrow we will continue. I'm going to continue to ask the question. Election is here. And I'm upset, but I can tell you why I'm upset. It's almost as if it has nothing to do with me. It's almost as if this whole democracy thing and this whole governance thing, it's like I have all of the obligations and responsibilities without any real opportunity to participate in governance. See, I'm differenter. I don't need to be a member of a political party for meaningful participation in governments. In fact, there is no requirement for such. I'm disappointed that it's 2026. And not only does the Prime Minister think that it's him who is going to allow us to benefit from the fullness of the creator's economy. It's him that's going to open the gate, that's going to grant the permission. But for him, we cannot benefit from this thing. Whose country is it? Whose government is it? Do you all really take 73-1A so seriously that the government, the treasury, and the people within all belong to you and your political party? That our fate rests with you? Is that why you behave like you are a god? Because I don't like it. And how do I look to the north? How do I look to the west? How do I look to the Europeans and tell them, you will not make me a slave when my own political class treats me like a slave? As if I don't get to know when my... You telling me that all of y'all big grown people in this country, you know, y'all are grown enough to make the decision that you're going to run a red light whether you injure somebody or not. That type of grown. That y'all are all sitting here comfortable with the idea that a man that would get up and tell the media that they are incompetent, or either that or blind or stupid, would not commit or fulfill a commitment to ensuring that there is a static election. Do we all have more dollars than cents? Oh, there's the text line. Let's get back to the text line. When is the SBF conference? They in the 3 score and 10 gang. Here's another text. I didn't have enough space to mention Salt and Sam. I had to delete that part of the text. But yes, a prime example of the purpose of a conference. Here we go. I assume that the next FNM admin will be the most technologically prepared with C. Allen Johnson on board. Will he be on board after they win or on air screaming against them? Well, Texter, you said so much with so little time left in the show. I actually hope, right? But this will give us a good glimpse into how political parties actually work. See, it's not just us. Only what is politically expedient will rise to the surface. Imagine that a man like C. Allen Johnson would not be considered politically expedient in this day and time. All right, those are all the texts for the morning. I mean, maybe that's why I spoil my ballot, because you can't tell me I can't vote. If I meet the criteria, I could vote. I just don't have to vote for you. Do you think this is a plantation? Good morning, everyone. Listen, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Ben Gay, and put as much bounces in that castle as you can, because I could be there Saturday, 28th, Red Cross Fair, Government House, lower grounds. Noon to midnight is going to be a time. See you later. See you tomorrow. We got more to talk about.
It's true, you must believe me and come back home. Come back home, you better come back home. This is the place where you belong. Come back home, you better come back home. Together we can make our country strong.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.